Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. I want to take a lot of your calls in this third hour. We're going to go to them quickly and in rapid succession. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I know, I've seen London Independent articles where reporters have sat right next to U.S. and British troops as they shoot women in the head, as they walk with their child. We have the reports confirmed, the Army's own report of raping and torturing of children. We have the White House memos that get into all of this. We know that's confirmed. We've been playing a clip that's been reported to be Jesse McBeth, an Army Ranger, talking about how they shoot people and torture people basically to get them to answer questions in those nighttime raids. And we know some of this has gone on, but we're looking into it being a fake. Steve Watson just instant messaged me and said that there's some evidence it could be. Probably put out by the government to then discredit everything else. It's called a honeypot. They'll do that. But we know what's going on in Iraq, but I hope it's a fake. I hope things aren't this bad. I certainly hope that's the case, but I'm not convinced of that. You know, they tell us everything's an urban legend. I mean, the White House says it's an urban legend that they ever said there were WMDs in Iraq. But we know the truth. We're going to get into Iran, the new developments there, a bunch of new scientific developments, the new hurricane report for this year, and so much more. But right now, let's go to Nick in New York. Nick, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I just want to say that, you know, you're doing a great job, and I credit you personally with waking me up to the hidden truth behind 9/11 and the New World Order.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
What I'm wondering is if you plan on doing a 9/11 truth symposium in New York maybe next year, seeing as how you're doing one in L.A. this year, maybe you could do like an annual thing and come to New York next year. Also, my other question is, have you seen Aaron Russo's film Freedom to Fascism? What are your thoughts on it?
No, I know Aaron Russo. I've supported and promoted his new film. I've seen the trailer. I didn't attend it a few months ago when they showed it in Austin, but I certainly support it. And as for a 9/11 conference, I may never have another one. I might, but probably not.
Oh, come on. You got to come to New York. We need you.
I know, but if I just globetrot, which is what everybody else does, I won't get all the work done.
I know, but you got to come to the epicenter of 9/11.
Well, I've been to New York. I've been to New York twice since 9/11. I've been to Ground Zero. I made a film about it, Martial Law. But I'd love to meet you, sir. I'd love to come to New York. Why don't you come to L.A.? Why don't you come to L.A.?
I would, but I'm only a law school student. I don't have the funds.
I understand, my friend.
But thank you again, Alex, for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate those comments. Let's talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for today's topic. I had a couple of quick questions. I wanted to touch on Reinhard Gehlen and the CIA and De Morenschild, who handled Oswald's connections with the Nazis, and if anyone has any doubts about the effect of these Nazis coming in having great effect right now in today's politics, I'd ask them to Google or Yahoo or search somehow on the Navy SEAL base in San Diego called the SEAL's Lair, which the aerial photographs of look like the whole base is formed in one large swastika.
It's a perfect swastika.
It's nothing to be alarmed about. It's just a coincidence, and anyone who thinks differently must be crazy.
Well, what we know is that tens of billions of Nazi dollars came into the U.S. There are Air Force bases named after Nazi generals. There are NASA bases named after, you know, head Nazis. There are mind control programs named after Nazis. Hospitals. I mean, they literally manned key infrastructures everywhere because our government was having trouble after World War II finding enough evil Americans to do it.
People think it can't happen here, but it can if they let it.
Look at what's happening every day. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. More calls on the other side. We're going to take a whole bunch of them. 1-800-259-9231. I want to take 20 calls in the next hour and cover a large spectrum cross-section of the news, but I love to hear whatever topics and angles and news items you bring up. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. This is Genesis Communications Radio Network. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're rampaging, blitzing through your calls in this third hour. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go through your calls very quickly. Then I'm going to get more into Iran, what this war could look like. Then some interesting technology news. Japan boffins build breakthrough brain-machine interface. And a lot more. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Been a couple of years, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Nice talking to you again. You know, Lou Dobbs, he's so exasperated. He's the only one reporting the things that are really happening in the right way and everything he's taking. But he's exasperated. He's, I don't know what's going on. It's terrible. They're crazy, et cetera, you know, paraphrasing. He's not allowed to really state what is actually taking place, what you're saying and others are saying.
Well, I can look at O'Reilly. I knew back 8 years ago he would do shows on the New World Order, the Illuminati. His ratings exploded. He went from nothing to something. Then, the last 3 years, he's turned into a total neocon. Now he's lost popularity. Okay, so what's happened with Lou Dobbs and even Oberman, they've gotten top ratings because they'll talk about real issues. They'll expose the NSA chief as a liar, now to be the CIA chief. They'll talk about the open borders. And Dobbs, went into the corporate world, had some trouble during the dot-com bust, came back out, went to CNN. You can tell he is not a pure elitist. You can really look at him. It's not acting, I can tell. He is trying to get away with as much as he can. You can tell he's on a short leash. You can tell he wants to say a lot more. Mm-hmm. And you can tell whenever he has to have the other side on some, you know, Mexican ambassador up there lying that he can't stand it. But more than that, CNN allows him to tell a little bit of the truth because they know that's where the American people are. They're being forced to do this or lose all credibility. They are, you know, no longer even part of the game, no longer, you know, even matter if they don't do this. Anyone that doesn't talk about real issues is basically being ignored. In fact, would you like me to play that Lou Dobbs clip?
Sure.
Okay, Ron, thanks for the call. It was good hearing from you. This is from CNN last night as he talks about Vicente Fox up in Utah. And, again, I'm not here attacking Mormons, folks, but give me a break. The Mormon Church is promoting the New World Order. They are promoting everything Bush is doing. Senator Hatch promotes a draft, promotes them all these police state measures. He's promoted gun control. He's promoted bills federally to give free tuition to illegal aliens, Social Security, all of this. And openly, Salt Lake City, even though it's very conservative, is advertising itself as a haven city. And that's why Fox went there. And so here is this piece about it. But then, on top of all of this, Lou Dobbs' reporter admits the whole Aslan takeover plan. They say some radicals are involved in. No, it's not some radicals. I'd have to say of the Reconquistas, about 80% are La Raza, Mecha, or the Mexica movement. And, man, I've been to their rallies. I've been to their websites. We've had them on. We've played clips of Jose Gutierrez, UT Chicano studied Arlington. I mean, they say that all whites must be killed. It was all white males 16 and older. Now all of us must die. And the media is covering this up. Can you imagine if the media made it in the, you know, the nightly news that the leaders of the Chicano movement are saying all whites must die? And this is slandering great Hispanic Americans who are very patriotic, and even some of these illegal aliens who don't have this view, who aren't complete maniacs, but they have bullied and through pride whipped a lot of these people into supporting this. And, I mean, it is a racial surge, just like the globalists used the Nazis to break down America. So go ahead and play this Lou Dobbs clip, and we'll go back to your calls.
Utah's dominant religion, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, teaches that a lost tribe of Israelites are the ancestors of indigenous people in Latin America. Mormons have converted 1 million Mexicans to their faith, and many welcome them to Utah with no regard for legal status. Utah's Minutemen plan to protest Fox's presence in their state.
It seems the only thing he does is continue to push people towards America to help offset the costs of these people in his country. And he hasn't really come up with an economic plan in Mexico to help alleviate those very problems.
It's estimated Utah has about 100,000 illegal aliens, and the number is growing rapidly. Utah is also part of the territory some militant Latino activists refer to as Aztlan, the portion of the southwest United States they claim rightfully belongs to Mexico. You could call this the Vicente Fox Aztlan Tour, since the three states he'll visit, Utah, Washington, and California, are all part of some radical group's vision of the mythical indigenous homeland. Lou?
Casey, thank you very much. I was just struck by the idea that the Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church, seems to be looking south just as avidly and aggressively as the Catholic Church to add to a few folks to those pews.
Absolutely. As we reported, 1 million Mormons now in the country of Mexico. It's one of the fastest growing, in fact, not the fastest growing religious group in the country. Mormon Church has opened 12 temples there, Lou.
That's aggressive indeed, or successful, depending on your perspective.
And it makes me very angry. It makes me extremely angry to see this going on. Look, it's globalism. It's in the CFR zone document. Lou Dobbs has read it on air. The CFR says no borders, unlimited illegals, China, Russia, Mexico, it doesn't matter. I feel bad, you know, but I have to cover the facts. I owe it to everybody, including all of even the illegal alien listeners, because I know that this creates divides and hurts people's feelings, but this is part of this master plan, and it's got to be exposed. And I don't like having to cover this and get into this. What I feel bad about is we always talk about Mexicans. It's just that Mexicans are 75% to 80% of the illegals in this country. And, folks, there's 1 million illegal aliens in Utah. That's state numbers. It's not 100,000. CNN and all the rest of them do that. It's not 12, 14, 20 million. It's 25-plus mil. and it's the end of this country, period. And they teach at UT, they teach everywhere in the country. The white, the black professors teach that America's bad, the Southwest belongs to Mexico, and it's happening. Of course, the Mexicans won't get anything. They'll just be slaves like they are in Mexico, along with the rest of us. The globalists want to break this country down. They're doing it. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Up next, I guess, is Joe in Virginia. Joe, you're on the air. He's got his radio on, too. See, just let him go. This is what's happened. You listen to other talk radio shows. Very rarely do you go to the callers and you hear the radio on in the background. Very rarely. Here, I don't beat your head in with it. I don't get mad at you, and you just do it. Now, I understand sometimes when people hold for 30 minutes. We're not doing that now. I'm going to your calls quickly. But like three calls last hour didn't get on air because of this. Listen over the telephone. If you don't, we're just going to let you go when I hear that radio. Megan in California. Megan, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones. It's Reagan in Sacramento, and I got away from the computer. I'm in my kitchen. I'm on the phone with you. I didn't go near it.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, two things. What I did was, just as I was reading, I've been reading up about everything you've been talking about, and I went on the net and found something that directly applies to people in California working as California state employees. It's CalPERS. CalPERS is the acronym for California Public Employee Retirement System. It's owned by the Carlyle Group.
Well, I knew Carlyle Group was buying up movie studios,
yeah,
movie theaters, TV.
I didn't know that, I wanted your few listeners. The other thing
you know who the majority owner, and I know CalPERS got in trouble a few years ago with some investments that got out of control. You know who the majority owner of the Carlyle Group is, right?
I hear it's Rockefeller or the. I'm not sure what you.
Well, no. I mean, this is in the Times of London. It's official financial filings.
Okay.
Queen of England, Bushes, okay. Bin Ladens.
Okay.
The Queen of England's the biggest. Next the Bushes. Next the Bin Ladens.
Okay. The other thing I heard that relates that is very similar to what happened to the Twin Towers. It was on the news the other night. The Trojan power plant in Rainier, Oregon. It was the model for the Simpsons cartoon. They blew it up with 230 pounds of explosives. Guess how long it took to hit the ground? 10 seconds. Same amount of time it took the Twin Towers. Does that sound familiar to anybody, like 9/11?
Well, we know 9/11 was a controlled demolition. We have the firefighters, the police, the blast
yeah.
points, the owner saying he blew it up.
There's a video on Google where the firefighter it's been videotaped. The firefighters are saying they got the word to get out of there. They found bombs in there.
Yeah, well, there's about 100 videos. I'm not exaggerating of that.
I believe we just posted
a new one this week.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I love to talk to you.
Thank you, Reagan. Reagan, it's great hearing from you. Who's up next? We'll just do it this way. Who's up next? Keith in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I had a question. I've been looking at your website and some of the movies that you made, and it's pretty interesting, and I've showed a couple people. Two questions I had. One, how did you get started in all this? And the other one was, since you're basically a thorn in the New World Order side...
Why am I still alive?
Yeah, exactly.
How long have you been listening?
Well, I just started listening today, but I've been looking at your videos. I watched them all, and I looked at Bohemian Grove, and I looked at Washington, D.C., and how there's an owl right under the U.S. Senate. And I was just like, I can't believe this stuff is real. Like you said, truth is stranger than fiction.
Well, let me answer the question of how I got started. I was in college. They were teaching us that world government was good and that guns were bad. And then I would turn on CNN, and they would say, world government doesn't exist. Insane terrorists say it does. And I went, but wait, I'm learning it in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd read a lot of history books. I knew governments engaged in subterfuge and lies. But then my professors told me governments were only good and never did bad. You could only trust them. And I thought, well, that's a lie. And then I got an Access TV show 12 years ago, a radio show 10 years ago, a syndicated show 8.5, 9 years ago. And I started making films in 1997. Which is 9 years ago, and I started websites 9 years ago, and that's basically it. Thanks for the call. I'll answer your question about why I'm still alive when we get back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
To answer the question that I get from everybody who's a new listener, I've said I should have a little hotkey here on the computer where I have a canned answer for it, but your questions are important. Number one, God's in control. Number two, I've done my work. I've put it out there. If they kill me, they'll just make me a martyr. They're more apt to just demonize me and try to discredit me and make stuff up, which they do on a routine basis with controlled opposition and mainstream attack pieces from above and below at every level. And there's too many of us. You know, we have to get past fear. So many of us that get into the truth movement live in fear or paranoid. When you act like that, trouble comes onto you. I mean, I'm here, I'm committed, I'm doing this, I ask God for guidance and protection, I believe that, I have faith, and I've counted the cost, I'm willing to give my life up for freedom and to protect those that can't defend themselves. That's what a warrior does, it's what a man does, I'm not a slave, I've not turned my face away from my fathers, and I am doing historically what a man is supposed to do, and the elite is so evil and so wicked, we've got to fight them. So there's your answer. I'm told Stuart disagrees, so he'll go to the head of the line from New York, then Sasha, Taylor, Rick, and others. Go ahead, Stuart.
Okay, Alex, I have to disagree with your assessment of the Pentagon issue that I just read on your website, where you feel that it could be a poison pill issue. It's kind of like unringing a bell to me. It's too late. The physical, they could have a crystal, they could manufacture a crystal clear video of a 757 crashing into the Pentagon, but the physical evidence still isn't there, and you still have Jamie McIntyre saying there's no plane, there's no parts of planes around here.
Well, sir, you can't unring that bell for you or myself, but for the general public, sir, I'm telling you what I believe the government's doing, what they're up to. I've been predicting they'd do this.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Sir, the new video is meant to heighten the debate. It's meant to increase it. That's all I've been saying. I've been saying we should look out for this.
Oh, I wouldn't put that past them, but thank
God.
Okay,
then we agree.
But thank God, I don't think they're going to get away with it because of the evidence that you've turned up.
I know. My only point about the Pentagon is I think we should look at it, but we should also not let the media only get us to focus on that. We should look at everything else.
Okay, on that I would have to agree with you. Thank you.
If you look at the hundreds of points that show an inside job, let's say a third of them are wrong, and of course a third of them aren't wrong. It's still, if 10% was right, it shows it's an inside job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gosh, I sure wish I could go to California to see your event.
Well, maybe we'll have one in New York. We're having a lot of requests for that.
That would be great. You'd pack the place in no time.
Thanks for the call, Stuart. Sasha in Missouri, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
I can't agree enough with a lot of what you're saying here, but I wanted to go to a specific incident that's been going on in Washington. Ehud Olmert gave a speech today. I don't know if you caught that.
The Israeli Prime Minister?
Indeed.
No, I didn't catch his speech. Every day he says they may attack Iran. The U.S. needs to attack Iran for Israel. Was it a repeat of that?
It was, and it actually went a little bit further. It said that that they would be able to enforce what is, in essence, a furthering of an imperialist agenda by resetting the borders because of an instability in the Palestinian government. Now that Hamas and Palestine are going at it tooth and nail, we can't really expect Israel to do anything but that, can we?
Is that what Olmert said?
Well, he basically is using this as, I want to say, sort of an excuse to reestablish a border system to maybe push his walls out even further.
Well, I mean, it's on record. Israel says they wanted us to go into Iraq and break it in 3 to 4 pieces. That's happened. Balkanization is the plan, officially. That's what they call it, balkanizing the Middle East. They want to balkanize Persia, what known as Iran today, into 3 to 4 parts as well. And U.S. Special Forces and Israeli Special Forces are confirmed by Seymour Hersh and others of being in Iran for a year now, picking targets and lasing targets, and they're going ahead with it, it looks like.
It does, and I suppose we're just going to sit by and watch, you know, another war get waged in our name.
Well, not without a government-sponsored terror attack. It's wildly unpopular. They're not getting Russia and China on board yet, but they weren't on board for the year build-up to the Iraq war and finally got on board, or at least neutral. Thanks for the call. We're going to go ahead and go to break here. We'll come back and talk to Taylor, Stewart, and others. I'm going to take a lot of your calls. I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. I'm going to take a whole bunch of them. I love how callers bring up different issues, different angles, different items. If you disagree with me, if you agree, if you have a question, a comment, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And yes, we do have a big 9/11 symposium with the best experts in the world there, exposing it as an inside job, coming up June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles. I hope to see you there. I'm personally inviting you. Learn the tales at Infowars.com. Get tickets online or call our toll-free number and get them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Open lines here in the last 26 minutes we've got left together today. 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go right back to your calls. We've got 14 different specials on InfoWars.com right now on the secure online safe shopping cart. 14 different specials. We've got deals where you get 4 DVDs at basically half off. We've got deals where you get 3 DVDs and save, I don't know, like $15. We've got deals where you get 2 books and save something like 30%. We've got a whole bunch of specials. We've got specials where some of my films are as low as $5.95 a piece. All of this, we have T-shirts where they're $9.95 a piece in some of the specials. And these are made in America, so we end up making about $3 a piece on them, which doesn't even really pay for it. It's just to get the word out. Pro-gun, pro-America. Michael Savage would call it liberal because he's really a liberal. Everything conservative is now liberal. Everything liberal is now conservative in this screwed up world. But you need to go to InfoWars.com and look at all those specials. Just go check it out. Watch trailers of the films. Watch large segments of the films for free. You can watch Martial Law for free, the entire film, on my website. The whole thing. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership and get the high-quality downloads. It's a great activist tool. All 14 of my films, dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my 2 weekly TV reports, video interviews in studio, my new films weeks before they even are officially released on DVD, everything there for you at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. A monthly membership is $5.95. cup of coffee is a dollar at the gas station, $1.50 at Starbucks, $2 at Starbucks. It's the cost of three or four cups of coffee at the gas station. Two or three cups of coffee at Starbucks. I mean, that's the analogy here. It's analogous to that. I mean, this is such a good deal. PrisonPlanet.tv, and then you fund all our bandwidth and the webmasters and what we're doing here. Your purchases, your support makes it all possible. But there's nothing like getting an original DVD or VHS copy of Order of Death. When you order that video, you get free the updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the same DVD or VHS tape. And the quality is so much better than the Internet. Get them, make copies, get them out to people. It is so effective. My new film, of course, Martial Law, is excellent. You need these. Infowars.com or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number, if you missed it, 1-888-253-3139. People gripe at me. I never give the mailing address out. It's 3001 South Lamar. Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. You can go to all those sites and buy them off the shopping cart or get memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now let's go through your calls quickly here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Mass is up first. Rick, go ahead.
Mr. Jones, how are you? And it's Richard from Massachusetts. How are you doing?
Well, we haven't gotten one name right today, so that's when I go to the calls, I'm just going to say caller from Mass.
From Massachusetts. That doesn't
matter. You're the caller from
Rick,
Mass.
Rick,
yeah, we'll just give up the no, hold on. No more names. You're the caller from Mass. Go ahead.
How are you doing? Yeah, Prime Minister of Israel did speak today, Ehud Olmert, and he did say that we must act now in order to stop Iran from acquiring. He said it's best to stop them while they're in the process of acquiring instead of having them get a nuclear weapon and then having them, you know, go through the process. But he did say that we must act now, and it's kind of strange to see a bunch of people rounding up at Washington, D.C. You got Prime Minister Tony Blair coming down tomorrow and speak to the president. You got Vicente Fox. You see a lot of these bigwigs in town for, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a special event. And also, the Istanbul fire that happened today in Turkey, you hear Fox News, you know, putting all their fear propaganda of talking about 9/11, terrorism, Osama bin Laden. They even threw in the whole bird flu. The Zogby poll as well was this whole fear propaganda of Osama bin Laden tape being released almost 24 hours. I found that quite ironic. And the movement, when are we going to start making these mass arrests of these people? When are we going to, there's 70 million people that disagree with the official government story. Why not round up 5 million of these 70 million in Washington, D.C. and start making these arrests?
Well, we always hear that, and at a primitive level, that's the old pitchforks going to the palace. I appreciate your call. It would work, really. What do you think would happen?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that they might have the National Guard there. They might declare martial law, but it's just to show the rest of the world what's going on here in America. I can guarantee that it will work. Once we kick down the doors of Congress and start arresting these people and start charging them with these acts of terrorism that they're conducting here on American soil as well as overseas, I'm pretty sure we can reach. I mean, it's not something that'll go down without plan or without merit. I'm pretty sure something like this can be.
And you think the government, while we plan this 5 million man army,
I'm speaking hypothetically. It doesn't necessarily have to be 5 million, but I mean, you've had previous callers that say, yeah, the police officers in their towns now starting to wake up to the truth, and why not get these police officers? We have the power to make civil arrest ourselves. I mean, the radicals did it when I was taught in elementary school about the Constitution back in the 1800s, how the radicals went into Congress when they disagreed with the government, boarded up Congress, and started kicking everybody out, and this lasted for over 48 hours, and it worked. I mean, they had their voices heard. Why not have our voices heard by making this mass demonstration? I mean,
A mass demonstration, or
a mass demonstration can be the preemptive way of starting it, and then kicking down the doors and beginning the arrest.
All right, thank you for the call. Try that and see what happens to you. We are not the people we were 200 years ago. We are fat, we are soft, we are decadent. Most Americans, I mean, they can get 5 million illegal aliens to demonstrate in major U.S. cities because the government's behind it, the media's behind it, Bush PR firm's behind it. Any type of anti-war or pro-Second Amendment or pro-rights of any type demonstration has provocateurs in it, has the media demonizing it day one. the farmers back in the 70s, a few hundred thousand of them peacefully tried to go into D.C. They had police climb up in the cabs and punch fathers right in the face with billy clubs. Certainly, I think big demonstrations are good. What we need is grand juries to start indictments. What we need is the rule of law. The globalists could probably even use a phony counter-revolution to have a storm and take over and then put something even worse in. I mean, I've always heard this, the million-man armed march to D.C., and Alex, why won't you set it up, and why won't you do it? Number one, we don't have the media power to do that. If we sat here for a year and tried to organize some march to D.C., we might get 100,000, okay, because we're individualists. We don't have these collectivists, okay? It just doesn't happen. Where are the demonstrations against the illegal aliens, you see? So, always we have this Rambo Schwarzenegger mindset of we're going to take over everything in one fell swoop. The New World Order didn't take over in a day. We're not going to take it back in a day. Why don't you try? See, 60% of people focus on federal elections. You could go seize Washington today, nothing would happen. The states, the counties are run by strong men, King Ranch, boss hog types, who will run their scams if the New World Order is taken out of the equation. They'll just get a bigger piece of the pie. Corruption is endemic. It is pandemic to our society. Why do 8% get involved in local elections, 60% national? We need you to get involved locally now. The revolution is at the electronic voting box level. We have to remove those by lawsuits and education and paper ballot recalls. There's 100 solutions out there, sir, and we can always have this pie in the sky. Alex or somebody else lead us to a military victory. They would love to spin that. They would have provocateurs in the crowd that would set off bombs, claim we did it, troops would then open fire on us with 50 caliber machine guns. Guaranteed. And I don't think you're a Fed, sir. I think you mean well. But some of the Patriot leaders, let me tell you something. If somebody is allowed to get on radio and say that kind of stuff year in and year out and say we should kill people and say, you know, we should do this and that, they're Feds, folks. There's no debating it. If you're not a Fed and you fight the New World Order, they will have provocateurs who try to get you, say, at a restaurant at some meeting to just agree with them. They'll say, you know, we ought to do something violent. And then you follow them out to their car, and it's an unmarked police car. You know, I mean, I've been through this, folks. Okay, that's why I'm still here on the air. I'm trying to wake people up. I'm trying to be serious. Not just, hey, we're invincible. We're taking over. Whoop-de-doo. Oh, boy. It's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to, well, I'm not going to say his name. Let's talk to the caller in Texas. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I read a BBC op-ed written by Paul Reynolds of the BBC, who he wrote a little piece about the Pentagon video, basically saying that, you know, it explains everything, and he went on to pretty much poo-poo all of the conspiracy theories, quote unquote, that, you know.
Yes, this new blurry video where you can see nothing is conclusive.
Yeah, it's, you know, where. A UFO smacks the Pentagon or whatever. Anyway, I wrote him a little letter basically saying that I was disappointed in his flippant dismissal of all of these conspiracy ideas and his kind of kowtowing to the official story, and asked him basically if he was a media lapdog at this point, because in the past I've been, you know, pretty happy with the things he's written, but this really kind of disappointed me. And he just sent me back a very simple response that said, yes, I am a lapdog. I am a lapdog to the truth. Which I just thought it was funny that he would take the time to write that, and then, it's hard for me to believe that, that he understands what truth must mean.
Well, look, a lot of people in the media aren't government agents. Quite a few are, and that's mainstream news. Now, admit it. Remember, 10 years ago, I talked about it, I was a loon. Now it's mainstream news. But they start the ball rolling with the official story, the agents do, the paid-off people, and then these editors and producers, they pick people who are like-minded. They go out and find people that buy into the establishment line, and then a lot of these people really do believe the things they talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, this guy, I had thought he was a pretty good cat, because, you know, he is, in the past, he's, you know, called a neocon when he sees him, and, you know, and he's pointed out some previous, I guess, misstatements.
Well, you know, that's another thing. We can't expect everybody to totally agree with everything we say. I mean, we have a lot of different disparate opinions in our movement, and I appreciate your call, and I understand your frustration. Let's talk to a caller in Arizona. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Real quick, just got back from a trip to New York. Wanted to report on a few things I saw there. Number one, they had a news report. They just came on real quick and said, oh, by the way, there was a report that you can get cancer by drinking tap water. And they just moved on to the next story. Number two, there's a big sign on the highway there. There's Ride the Beast. And that's the circle line that goes around the city. The tourists will go on us.
I missed what you just said. Ride the Beast, it's what?
There's a big sign on the West Side Highway where the Circle Line is. The Circle Line is a big boat that goes around Manhattan that all the tourists go on.
Sure.
The sign says Ride the Beast. Okay. Then it says Circle Line underneath.
Wow. Okay.
Third thing is that there are now checkpoints in Midtown Manhattan. I myself got pulled over driving down on Lexington Avenue. They set up the wooden horses in a box and randomly pulled people over there.
Oh, yeah, they're calling it a ring of steel. They're calling it martial law. They're going to increase the police. They're going to randomly search everyone. It is literally like living in the Soviet Union.
Well, I just wanted to report that to you, Alex.
What was it like when you came to this checkpoint?
It was a little bit of unbelief, a little bit a little bit scary.
And notice they got armed police there for you, but not armed National Guard on the border. Oh, no. Not for the illegals, but for you, everything. They're going to give you the full treatment. And every other major U.S. city is going to have random shakedowns on the side of the street. They're going to search people in malls. It's just hell on earth. Just put your hands up, everybody up against the wall. It's freedom time.
New York already feels like a police state now, Alex. They have laws now where if you drink on the subway, you drink a soda pop, you can get a ticket for that.
What did you say to them? What did they do? You drive up, there's a checkpoint. What did they do?
They said, may I see your driver's license? I showed them the driver's license.
Papers, please. Okay.
I said, where are you going? I said, we're going downtown. We're going to get something to eat. Oh, yeah, well, then they gave me directions, and they were nice and said goodbye.
But see, that's the freedom. At first, it's all nice. Hey, let me see your ID. Hey, where are you going? Hey, this is freedom. How you like it? Can you believe this is happening in America? I mean, that's right out of Havana, Cuba, folks, driving along, and there's checkpoints. Now, it was probably a normal beat cop there at the checkpoint where there's some guys a few feet away on the sidewalk with the riot helmets and machine guns?
No, they were just regular cops.
Because the photos I saw a month ago when they announced the Ring of Steel is not just random searches on the subways, but all over the city, and it showed guys with the black helmets and the rest of it.
And the sad thing, Alex, is I was trying to talk to a lot of my friends about it over there, and they think it's good. They see nothing wrong with it.
That's right. Keep you safe. So you see, first it's checkpoints at the airport, and now checkpoints on the street, but the border's wide open. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Joe. Oh, I'm sorry, I said his name. A caller from Wisconsin. Go ahead, caller.
Alex, question for you. Do you think that when they start this Iran war, they're going to force the draft also? Then they're going to tank the economy. Then when it's tanked, they're going to say, cash isn't good anymore because the money is worthless. We're going to have to give you guys chips, so we'll put all the money in the
chip. Well, first it's going to be a tracker chip in the ID. That's the official law that is read from 200-plus feet away. And, yes, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to stage some terror attack on the U.S. or Europe, bring in the three draft bills they've got, 18 to 49, hell on earth.
But they'll devalue the dollar so that your cash won't be worth anything. You could have a wheelbarrow full, and they'll say, that's not good anymore.
That's already happening. But don't worry, there'll be plenty of checkpoints.
Oh, no, thank you. I'll talk to you later, and
thank
you very much.
You better submit to the checkpoint. That checkpoint's freedom.
I don't want that much freedom. Thank you, no. I'll pass on that.
Take care. It's just about humiliation. It's about letting you know you're a slave. And notice it's a little more, 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 a little more. Hey, we don't need warrants anymore. Hey, we can search your house without a warrant. Hey, we need to take your guns. Hey, we need to brainwash your preachers. We're going to go to break, come back with a final segment, take three or four more calls, jam them all in. But we did do that big report as promised right out of Ohio and 13,000-plus counties in the U.S. openly training the preachers to tell their flocks that gun confiscation is good, going to FEMA camps is good, you need to be medicated if you disagree, taking people's land is good. Martial law is the term that was used. It's coming. It's needed to fight the American terrorists that want to overthrow America. That report is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have the documents along with it. We went to a lot of trouble to put this together for you. Please get it. Email it out to everyone. Bring it to your pastor this Sunday and say, hey, are you part of that FEMA program for emergencies? And if they say yes, say, you need to research this, and you need to get out of this, or I'm leaving your church, buddy. And if they refuse, you hand out 100 of those to every practitioner there. Is that the right term? To every member of the church, to every member of the flock. Boy, are they sheep to the goats' slaughter, to the Judas goat slaughter. I mean, it's really happening. Every earmark, every signature, every telltale sign of ultra-tyranny, of ultra-enslavement is now upon us. It doesn't intimidate me. It makes me angry. Final segment coming up, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
At a certain level, I don't enjoy chronicling all this evil, but at another level I do, because I know it's good to lance the boil, to get it all out, to let you know just how serious it is. We're not exaggerating, we're not joking, this is serious. This stuff is really going on. All of this crazy, creeping tyranny. It's time to get mad and say no! And start exposing these crooks. We have a criminal elite that thinks they own us, that's trying to put enforcers in to make sure we understand that. And I'm not putting up with it. Three final calls, Gary, Eddie, and Kelly. Gary in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, Alex, and thanks for your efforts.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm like you. I'm kind of a student of past history and compare it to current events. And they're so similar, it's just outstanding. I read across something when I was surfing about 4 weeks ago, and it's kind of stuck in my mind. It's something known as the Phoenix Project.
Yeah, that was in Vietnam.
Yes.
Torturing, killing, all of it, yeah.
That's right. They decided not to play fair no more, you know, and just built the little camps out in the jungle, and you would just disappear. And I think, the Patriot Act is nothing but the Phoenix Project on a large scale.
Sir, the people that ran the Phoenix Projects are now the head of all U.S. intelligence. They're now running the country.
Yeah, okay. I figured you knew about it.
They took every sicko and, go ahead.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, Gary. No. I mean, I know about a lot of stuff. I don't know a lot, so never think I know it all. I know how much I don't know. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie in Georgia. Eddie, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Real quick, I'm a member of your PrisonPlanet.com.
PrisonPlanet.tv, yes, sir.
No, not TV. I went to PrisonPlanet.com, and when I tried to get on Prison Planet TV, I thought I bought the subscriber thing. It wouldn't accept my username or password.
Okay, I can't really do the customer service. A few people have trouble. Some folks aren't very computer savvy, and we try to help you. You can call my office, sir, and get assistance. Let me give you that number.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. In fact, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to give you that number off air. I really can't do technical advice live on the air because, number one, I'm not very technical. Let's go ahead. That's what happens when you don't screen calls, which is fine. We get every once in a while a technical call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kelly in Texas. Kelly, go ahead.
Alex, a quick comment and then a quick question. In regards to the NSA and the wiretapping of phones, the precedent that they may cite is Smith versus Maryland. It's a 1979 case. Supreme Court decided in favor of Maryland that it was not unconstitutional to monitor his phone conversations. That's all I'll say on that. You can look that up in detail later.
Congress says it's illegal. The federal laws say it's illegal.
Well, I agree with you. I'm just saying the precedent in the Supreme Court level, that is the precedent as far as what they may claim. The question I have goes back to the Watergate days, and is there a possibility of a smoking gun on the tapes? When Haldeman released his book, and there were many references to Nixon cryptically referring to the Bay of Pigs, meaning the Kennedy assassination, in one of their meetings, they decided to kick around the idea of letting the public realize that Johnson also had bugged the Republicans. And in that meeting, Haldeman said, we already ran that up a flagpole, and Johnson's guys, and this was on Nightline, Johnson's guys said this, if you guys play around with this, then I'll release, and then the next three lines were redacted for national security. And I'm wondering if there's any way to get a Freedom of Information thing, or are those Watergate tapes just deep sixed already? Thank you.
Yeah, they're deep sixed. They've all been edited. Look, I've had LBJ's personal lawyer on, the father of the former White House press secretary, Bob McClellan. I mean, LBJ told him he had Kennedy killed. I mean, there's no debating. I've interviewed LBJ's widow, or not his widow, his mistress. She died a few years ago. Madeline Duncan Brown. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Great broadcast today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to all the AM and FM affiliates. Thank you to the shortwave folks, the internet, the sponsors, you, the listeners, number one, God, and the folks that make this broadcast possible at the network and here locally in Austin. If you believe in what we're doing, support us, get the videos, make copies, get them out to people, and I want to see you out in L.A. June 24th, 25th for our big 9/11 conference. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.